put that in, and what were your thoughts when the play was called?
Just to try to execute it. That's been a play we've had here for years. And, you know, when play gets called, you just do everything you can to make it work.
How big of a rivalry has this become for you, being here for these years and like, kind of experiencing it? And has it grown throughout the years for you, coming from not from the state of Iowa and learning about it?
Definitely. You know, as being from St. Louis, you really didn't know too much about the trophy until you you've seen it, you know, switch hands a few times, and you see the amount of effort that goes into each game. You definitely understand the impact that these games have on your season, as well as, you know, the team's success during the year.
Marvin, how did James look to you Saturday? That must have been a tough day for quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely did all the things he could during the game to help us win, and that's what we're going to need from this week as well.
It's supposed to be 75 and sunny on Saturday, but the more I'm talking to players, the more I'm finding out they kind of liked the experience of Saturday. Did you guys kind of, after a while, maybe enjoy that stuff?
Or not
was that
all.
Not for you? not for you. So you'll take the 75 and sunny on Saturday?
I'll take whatever gives. I mean, when you get a chance to play this game, you realize that, you know, weather is one of the least things you worry about.
Had you ever experienced anything like that?
No, I haven't actually.
Is discipline stress to you guys in a game like this? And I asked because last week you guys only committed 3 penalties as a team, whereas Iowa State played a team committed 16 penalties and ended up costing them against the team.
That goes into each game. You never want to create things that you can control. Penalties, unforced penalties especially, those things you really have to concentrate, make sure that you keep those limited during the course of a game.
What did you think of the old trophy, and do you even know what the one you're going to get on Saturday looks like?
So they changed the trophy?
They had a new design out.
It really doesn't matter what it looks like. We still want to keep it.
Marvin, tell me a little about getting these guys ready. You're one of the experienced guys. We joked last week, you're the old guy now. But how do you get these guys ready for an environment that they're experienced? Because this is a young football team right now.
Really, I think the getting ready part just comes from preparing just as much as you did last week. Every week you have to go into this is the biggest game of your life, because it is. It's the only game that matters is this week. So you have to go into each game ready to prepare and to focus and to practice as best you can to prepare yourself for Saturday.
On the Big Ten Network, they had the graphic up of career touchdowns at Iowa and you following up the list. Do you think about that stuff? Do you allow yourself to think about that stuff? Or is that something that maybe when it's all said and done you can talk about?
Yeah, definitely right now, that's definitely not an issue. More importantly, the issue is just to get wins. And if you can do that, you know, individual success should come if you're playing football. So right now, our main goal is just to win.
With that said, I'm sure you'd love to leave Iowa City with that type of honor.
Definitely. I mean, if whatever honor I have here, you know, if I was to be done playing football now, I would just be grateful for the fact that I got to play for the Hawkeyes.
Thank you.